The tornado roared through the site in less than 30 seconds. The damage caused in that short amount of time was significant, and the South Auckland freight hub is now closed. Craig Harrison, the National Secretary of the Maritime Union, says the event has taken its toll on those who work there.
A couple of them are shaken up. I think that it's mostly shock and can't believe how quickly it happened and how intense the whole event was. It's taken them all by surprise.
Craig Harrison says while the ports of Auckland do have a process in place for predicted high winds, nothing could have prepared them for something like this.
So they've got high exposed stacks, so they'll pull them down and condense the stacks so they're a lot tighter. But in such an event where the wind's so extreme, and like these containers haven't slid on each other, they've actually been just about picked up and thrown around. So you're talking about in such an unusual event with extreme winds, and it happened so quick, I don't know how you would plan for such an event.
But he says this event has highlighted the deepening crisis in the maritime supply chain.
Our congestion in and around the country is at an extreme level now with the cargo, so it's just another incident now that's showing how precarious our freight system is currently in New Zealand.
At the site today, collapsed trees littered the ground and containers remain toppled. And experts believe many New Zealanders will be affected by this in some way. Chris Edwards is the president of the Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders Federation. He says the site is crucial for importing and exporting goods.
That particular area that it happened at not only receives empty containers from imports, but also releases export containers for exporters as well. I understand there's around 400 containers damaged. We're not sure of the mix of full ones from importers and empty ones for exporters, but there will be a significant impact.
He says damage at the site will likely cause further delays to shipping and supply chains, which is still under pressure from COVID-related issues.
The supply chain begins, you know, thousands of miles away offshore, and at that very beginning there are a lot of problems already. Things like getting ships down to New Zealand, getting empty containers for exports, all those sorts of things. Once the containers get here, we've got also issues, of course, at the port, which are well publicised. But even infrastructure issues like this, where you want to use rail, but of course those rail yards are heavily congested. And so the whole supply chain at the moment is problematic.
Mr. Edwards doesn't expect such issues to be solved within the next 18 months. His concerns are echoed by David Robb, a professor of operations and supply chain management at the University of Auckland.
Everyone will be affected. Companies all the way down to consumers.
Professor Robb says supply chain issues need to be solved, but there's no easy fix.
Well, in the short term, it might mean more air freight, but that's extremely expensive. I think we actually need to start thinking about longer term solutions, including more redundancy, more inland ports. I think we may need to take control of some of the shipping into New Zealand, but we also need to think further afield as to maybe increasing national reserves for some products like important ingredients, chemicals, even petroleum products.
Ports of Auckland's teams are carefully picking their way through the damage.